Israel's for all mankind. Jehovah Jireh, who provides for all mankind. Jehovah Jireh, who provides for all mankind. At the time of my eyes, when no one is there with me, when every water Israel was left hungry, when every land Israel
was welcoming you to the soldiers. There is something I want to share with you today. Most people today go to church and they pray to God, and yet their life is stagnant. It is difficult to see God coming into their life and working miracles in their life. They have not been able to tap into the supernatural power of God to overcome difficulties and challenges in their life. In the message that you are about to hear, you are going to receive the word of God and the blessings God has for you. The soldiers is a ministry of the truth of the Holy Trinity, where those who speak the truth and nothing but the truth serve and worship God. It is a place where wonders happen, where miracles take place, and where the power of God overcomes all powers of principalities and powers and authority. It is a place where you receive the truth about the word of God and be blessed in the word you are about to hear. And God bless you.
Jehovah Jireh, who provides for all mankind. Jehovah Jireh, who provides for all mankind. Jehovah Jireh, who provides for all mankind. You are the one who came to rescue me in trouble from the dungeon of death and the mire of my life. You clean me up inside out and clothed me with clothes.
Declare our service open in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. As we begin today's worship in celebration of the coming of Jesus Christ, let's reflect in our hearts to remember the reason why Christ came. Lord God, our Father, we thank you, we honor you, because you brought us together this morning in praise and in worship and in adoration. Lord, we thank you, we honor you for all the great things you've done all the days of our life, especially in the past week. We thank you for your love because you woke us up this morning. Lord, we thank you, you brought us together in praise and in worship. We say, we thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Are you happy?
Yeah.
And before the Bible school open, I say today is a very wonderful day because it's a day before Christmas. Do you know what Christmas is?
Yeah.
What is it? Jesus' birthday. Okay, is there anything else what Jesus' birthday represents?
Saving us.
Saving us. Amen. Anything else? Most of the time, because I'm going to make today's service because it's all about celebration, so that you can go home, because you still have to do some more shopping, that's still open, all the stores are still open. For those that haven't got their Christmas presents, still shopping. But I want you to know that Christmas is not just about gifts. Most of the time we are carried away. From the Black Friday, you see businesses make an announcement of great deal because they want you to spend your money during Christmas to buy presents for yourself, to treat yourself, to treat your family, to share gifts. Some people think that is all what Christmas is about. And I remember as a kid, I tell you a story. I used to remember Christmas specially. You know why? Because But then, we don't eat rice every day, or as often as I do now. We eat rice, a special meal of rice with meat on Sundays regularly. But on Christmas Day, we get gifts. We get new dress, you get all this new stuff. And then we have a special dish that includes rice. When, for example, we have to kill like cockroaches or chickens. You know, whatever, we have a bucket with plenty of food, plenty to eat, more than you eat on a regular Sunday or on a regular, any regular day. And you have to celebrate, you know, go out to the square, to the community square, to places, to all the shows, you know, they used to do, that people see you go, because it's all about celebration. But if you visit families, one another, you eat here, you go to another place, you eat, you never get food. You know what I mean? As a child, you have so much food in one day, and in 1 week, in fact, our celebration used to be like 2 weeks. You celebrate until New Year, then you keep celebrating for 2 weeks. It's a 2 week feast. Every day you cook and you eat, you visit family. But that's not what Christmas is all about.
No.
It's not all about all these gifts. It's not all about all these things. We celebrate it in the members of what? A great gift. You know what? We're celebrating about God giving us a gift on that day, giving His Son, so that He can come to save us. So that's the gift that we celebrate. That is how the idea of gifts became something of Christmas. Because God Himself was the first when He gave us His Son, so we shall give to one another. Amen. So that's the meaning of it. So we don't forget the gifts that we received earlier. We were talking about what you want for Christmas. So it's not about now. It's God asking man, what do you want for Christmas? So He gave us His Son. So let's remember that is what the gift is all about as we celebrate that. You see all the party and all the hanging out and all the visits and etc. It represents the joy that comes with the announcement of the coming of Christ. That the people were happy that the Savior is coming. And they were celebrating, as you can see in today's reading. Amen. About people having joy, knowing that they, for proclamation that was made, the prophecy that came all this year. Last Sunday we read about some prophecies, and we'll see how eventually this is going to happen. In as much as we don't know the exact date that Jesus Christ was born, because the Bible didn't tell us much about it. And there is in fact a conflict. I want you to know that. I just want to bring it up. Over actually how could Jesus Christ have been born at the time it was said He was born, because of a decree that was issued that led to His going to when He was born, if you remember. There was a real decree that was issued to talk about the census. And at the time the census took place on the 4th century. And then if you are taking place, that means Christ was already born 3 years before the time. So then the idea is that the people were saying that Jesus Christ Himself might have been announced at the time He was announced. No, not 4 years before He was born, but it has been announced, but it didn't take place until later on. So it might have been announced, the decree was probably issued like 4 years ago. But it never took place, the counting didn't get to them until 7 years later. Meaning that's why Christ was born, after the decree was issued. And back in the days, because the nation of the world were not many communication, we don't have a newspaper, we don't have that much more internet. So the way of communicating the royal decree, somebody needs to carry it to nation. And you can imagine somebody traveling from Rome going to Jerusalem. How many years it takes them to make that journey by foot? Because if they don't have a horse, and even if they have a horse, how much more? So before the royal decree got to them, and then before they decided to go to do the census, which is why there is discrepancy. So that I just give to you as a knowledge so that you know. Somebody asks you, so you can be able to know the answer to give to them, where there was discrepancy over the time the decree was issued and the actual time Jesus Christ was born. So that at the end of the day, because some researchers, historians, from scholars, that wise men back in the day that have looked at the time and have placed him to be born on the 25th of December. That's why we started celebrating the 25th of December as Christmas. And then it might be a lot of knowledge to you, but I want you to know that God is good, and God is good all the time. God is good, and God is good all the time. And that this is a season of celebration. So in this celebration of our coming, our Lord Jesus Christ, today, let's remember in the prayers of contrition that God himself came so that we can have life and have an abundance of it. As his Lord, as our Lord and as our Savior, he was and he is, and he will still be our Messiah. So let's reflect on things we have done by asking God to forgive all things we have failed to do, asking him to give us the strength to do what he has asked us to do, where we have offended one another, to know that Christmas is a time of repentance, because in celebrating the coming of Jesus Christ, we prepare ourselves so that Christ can come in us. Lord God, our Father, your children are here at this moment. In the prayer of contrition, they bring themselves unto you. Open your mouth and your heart and pour it out unto the world. As they have already, Lord God, pour out unto you what they have done that is wrong, where they have offended, Lord Father, we thank you. We thank you because you receive us as we are. That in this special celebration of your coming, as the Messiah, who is our Savior, through whom that we are made well and made one with you. That Lord, that you forgive whatever we have done, where we have offended, that you renew us and you bless us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. So in today's praise and worship, can we sing that to the Lord? We're just going to... Hallelujah. In praise and worship, we shall also remember that the Christ is the solid rock upon which we stand. Hallelujah. 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 Intercessory prayer today is going to be a prayer of praise and worship unto the Lord. God, our Father, we thank you. We honor your Father. We glorify thy holy name. We thank you for your children that have brought us to you, Father. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you for your blessing upon their life. Thank you for giving them life. Thank you for giving them good health. Thank you for making them strong. God, I thank you for making them victorious. That everything that came upon their life, they have been able to overcome. Every challenge that came in their life, they overcame. Thank you for being with them as they go to school, as they go back home. Thank you for being with them as they go to play and as they get back home. Thank you for being with them in everywhere they go. Father, thank you for being with them in their studies. Thank you for opening their head and teaching them. Thank you for all who are working for the job that you gave them this year. Thank you for providing for their family. Thank you, Father, in particular, for keeping them together. Thank you for keeping them together, such a large family, keeping them together in love, in unity, in peace. Thank you for the manifestation of your peace among them. Thank you for the manifestation of your love among them. Thank you for their sharing with one another. So that is what this celebration is about. Thank you, Father, for their forgiveness to one another. Thank you for giving to them. Lord God, our Father, thank you for such a wonderful family. Thank you for every of our family, Lord God, that you have given. For your blessing is upon us as we celebrate this. Christmas is also a celebration of family, the family in which Christ was born. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this special people that you have brought unto you, that are gathered to you together, that is going to be a this message and will benefit from it. Thank you, Jesus, for the wonders you continue to do in their life. In the name of Jesus, I say in the name of Jesus, as we go into this day, there are more great things are happening in their life. But God, these are things you've already given unto them. Thank you for giving them the strength. The strength to reach out to go and get it, to be able to receive it. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for being with them. Thank you for the good health that you can continue to give in their life. Thank you, Jesus. I prophesy that upon their life, whether any sickness, any blockade, any barrier, any obstacle in their life, in the name of Jesus, I cancel it. In the name of Jesus, I cancel it. That the Father, in the celebration of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ at this Christmas, Lord, that you remind us to continue in the gift of forgiveness, the gift of love, the gift of sharing, for the Lord Himself is a gift unto us, which are given to another man, a gift of life, not to stop on what we can give unto any one of us, but to be able to humble ourselves and open up ourselves, to be able to receive, to be able to thank God in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we glorify thy holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Father. And we are from our head to accept Jesus Christ that is coming as our Lord and as our Savior. In Jesus' name, if you agree, say amen. 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 The reading for the day, we're going to read the first reading, is going to come from the book of Numbers, chapter 24. And the second one is going to come from the book of Luke, chapter 1, 57 to 80.
Now, when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he did not resort to divination as the other times, but turned his face toward the wilderness. When Balaam looked out and saw Israel encamped tribe by tribe, the Spirit of God came to him, and he spoke his message. The prophecy of Balaam, son of Beor, the prophecy of one whose eyes sees clearly, the prophecy of one who hears the words of God, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who falls prostrate, and whose eyes are opened. How beautiful are your tents, Jacob, your dwelling places, Israel. Like valleys they spread out, like gardens beside a river, like aloes planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the water. Water will flow from their buckets, their seed will have abundant water. Their king will be greater than a god, their kingdom will be exalted. God brought them out of Egypt, they have the strength of a wild ox. They devour hostile nations and break their bones in pieces. With the arrows they pierce them. Like a lion they crouch and lie down, like a lioness who dares to rouse them. May those who bless you be blessed, and those who curse you be cursed. Then Balak's anger burned against Balaam. He struck his hands together and said to him, I summoned you to curse my enemies, but you have blessed them these three times. Now leave at once and go home. I said I will reward you handsomely, but the Lord has kept you from being rewarded. Balaam answered Balak, did I not tell the messengers you sent me? Even if Balak gave me all the silver and gold in his palace, I could not do anything of my own accord, good or bad, to go beyond the command of the Lord. And I must say only what the Lord says. Now I am going back to my people, but come, let me warn you of what this people will do to your people in days to come. Then he spoke his message. The prophecy of Balaam, son of Beor, the prophecy of one who eyes sees clearly, the prophecy of one who hears the words of God, who has knowledge from the Most High, who sees the vision from the Almighty, who falls prostrate and whose eyes are open. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel. He will crush the foreheads of Moab, the skulls of all the people of Sheph. Edom will be conquered. Seir, his enemy, will be conquered, but Israel will grow strong. A ruler will come out of Jacob and destroy the survivors of the city. Then Balaam saw Amalek and spoke his message. Amalek was first among the nations, but their end will be utter destruction. Then he saw the Kenites and spoke his message. Your dwelling place is secure. Your nest is set in the rock. Yet you Kenites will be destroyed when Ashur takes you captive. Then he spoke his message. Alas, who can live when God does this? Ships will come from the shores of Cyprus. They will subdue Ashur and Akir, but they too will come to ruin. Then Balaam got up and returned home, and Balak went his own way.
In the book of Luke chapter 1, from verse 57 to 80, the word of the Lord says, "Now the time had come for Elizabeth to give birth, and she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and her relatives heard that the Lord had displayed his great mercy toward her, and they were rejoicing with her. And it happened that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to call him Zacharias after his father. Then his mother answered and said, No, indeed, but he shall be called John. And they said to her, There is no one among your relatives who is called by that name. And they made signs to his father as to what he wanted to him called. And he asked for a tablet and wrote as follows, His name is John. And they were all astonished. And at once his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he began to speak the praise of God. Fear came on all those living around them, and all these matters were being talked about in all the hill country of Judea. All who heard them kept them in mind, saying, What then will this child turn out to be? For the hand of the Lord was certainly with him. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited us and accomplished redemption for his people, and has raised up a hand of salvation for us in the house of David his servant, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy toward our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to Abraham our father, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give to his people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sun rises from on he on high, will visit us, to shine upon those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to give our feet into the way of peace. And the child continued to grow and to become strong in spirit, and he lived in the desert until the day of his public appearance to Israel. And this is the word of God. Amen. This is the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
This is the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
This is the word of God. Can we sing before the message for today? speaking about the water is the land, and the nail that tears his hands, and for the one that is crucified. It is just to remind you why Christ came. As we celebrate Christmas today, let's not forget where Jesus Christ came, because Christ came so that we can have an abundant life. Do you have abundance in your life right now? If you have no abundance in your life, then you need to be talking to Jesus Christ now in this celebration, so that your life will be filled with abundance. Abundance of His grace, abundance of His mercy, abundance of His blessings, abundance of His promises to you. That is what the celebration is about. It's not about just the gifts we share about to one another, to give to one another. It's about the gifts we receive in Christ Jesus, that true celebration is about today. Christ came for a purpose. His hand was pierced. He was crucified. It is the reason why He came. Why? Because of the gifts which He is. When God gave Him, when He came to this world, He sent His only begotten Son so that we can be born, so that we can make a new covenant, to form a new relationship with you. That is why Christ came. There is no greater gift than the greater gift, the gift of eternity, the gift of eternal life. When Christ came, He came so that we can have an abundant life. An abundance of life is not just only the life that is eternal, but the life we live here on earth. Because it's something God has given us. Remember, in making a new covenant with us, Christ came to unite us with the Father who, to which whom we have been separated. For years and hundreds of years, there was no prophecy that came to the people, to us, to the people of the world at the time, to the Jews at the time, because of their separation from God, because of their sinful nature. And Christ answered now for 400 years, and He gave them the prophecy that came of Christ Himself coming, being fulfilled, even though the prophecy was fulfilled thousands of years ago. In the past Sundays, we have read about the prophecy of the Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 13, in some translation in verse 14, when he said that a virgin will come and will bear a child, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. That is the prophecy that we are celebrating today. Because it's not just the word, because why? God's word was come to finish in the book of Isaiah, in the book chapter 55. If you read from verse 10 to 13, you will see the word of God being fulfilled. Because why? So God says in Isaiah 55 that it is more than that was finished when He sent out to do before He comes back to Him. When Christ said, when the prophecy came about the birth of Christ, it came to be fulfilled as was foretold. That is what we are celebrating today, that by the coming of Christ, we receive Christ Himself as first in your life. We celebrate Christmas so that He gives us a chance to reflect on the Christ Himself that came to serve us and be able to renew ourselves in spirit. Renew yourself in physically, in your body, in every aspect of your life. Is there a place where you lack? Then it is a time to renew yourself in the celebration. It's not just to have a party. It's not just to go to all different kind of artists. It's not just to open up all these gifts tomorrow. It's not just about going to visit the family, to rejoice and have time. Then the abundance of the celebration to be permanent in your life. For that is a gift God has already given unto you. In the book of 2 Peter, in chapter 1, in verse 3 to 4, He says, giving you everything you need about life. Here on earth and in heaven, it's not just here on earth, it's not just about the promise of the heaven to come, it is about now. What is it that you lack in your life? What is it that is going on in your life? What is that barrier? What is that obstacle? What is that challenge? What is that difficulty? What is that mountain? In celebration of Christ, you remain to your faith. And opening hymns, we think about hymns about faith. It's through faith we conquer. It's through faith we become victorious. We talk about hope. Because your hope gives you a faith like a flame that keeps it burning.
Amen. And he says that two times, not some will say tonight become victorious. Why? Because your identity is in Christ that you serve, but you become victorious. And God has already written it in the book, in his plan, that you are victorious. So what is that where you are not victory? Victory is not yours, where you are not getting that victory. You gotta turn it around now by renewing your faith in Christ, so that you become victorious.
Yes.
There is a message that we will celebrate today, that the Lord wants me to give it to you. And I said that today's message, we're going to make it short because it's a day of celebration. It's not a day to go on to a long message about life. That's why we're going to keep it short. In the book of Christ, Numbers chapter 24, we just read, Christ himself explained about the 7 purposes of things that are going to come, about the coming, about the salvation of Israel, about our salvation. And in verse 17, the Lord of God is saying that I see him, but not now. That's a prophecy. I see him, but not now. I see the Messiah, but not now. He was prophesying about the time we're celebrating. About the person we're celebrating, his birthday. I see him, but not now. I behold him. You see what I'm saying? He said, I behold him, but not now. I see him, but not now. So is there anything that is stopping you from being able to behold Christ? For you, but to be able to see Christ. The Lord is saying to you that it is the time for you to behold him. It is the time for you to see him. He says, a star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel. A scepter will rise out of Israel. Did they not come to pass? A scepter came out of Israel. He said, he will cross the foreheads of Moab, the scrolls of all the people of Shades. Edom will be conquered. Syria, his enemy, will be conquered. But Israel will grow strong. Elora will come out of Jacob and destroy the survivors of the city. God is making a declaration upon your life. And in Jesus' name, this declaration is what God has given unto you in the mighty name of Jesus, that every enemy of your life in this celebration is conquered. Everyone that has invaded in your territory, invaded in your freedom, invaded in your integrity is destroyed, for God has given you victory. For you have become a conqueror.
Lord, thank you.
That's what the message is saying. He named the great nations of Moab, the people that have overtaken and overrun Israel. And he said, he is coming to destroy them. And when he's saying that the coming of Christ, which we celebrate today, is going to conquer and destroy every enemy around you in your life, that is stopping you from being able to rejoice with him on his second coming, so that we can conquer the world, so that you can have eternal life. We read in the book of Luke, as we read, we read Luke, and we're talking about John the Baptist at the time. Because now tomorrow is Christmas, today we are remembering the person that the Lord is sent to come and pave the way for his coming.
Amen.
That's why we're reading the book of Luke today, talking about John the Baptist. And if you remember in the passage we read, the Zechariah, who opened his mouth after being caught so that he would become dumb? Opened his mouth to make his son, John the Baptist, about the miracle of a child, of a woman, who could not have a child, but God, out of his mercy, sent John the Baptist. Now last Sunday I talked about a woman that couldn't have a child for a few, and married and have not stopped having their period, and has already seen their menopause, and after I prayed over her, and then she conceived and now had a son. I said that the son is special. Amen? So this normally a time will give special blessings to those looking for child every year, because normally around this time, we didn't receive. And in the name of Jesus, I'm going to declare for those that are looking for a child and couldn't have. In the name of Jesus, even if you hear this message in the podcast, that you say you're looking for the child and you believe, I declare upon your life, in celebration of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of our life, who came and in whose birth we celebrate, I declare that you shall conceive and you shall have a child. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, in your soul, I want you to remember in this passage that even though Zacharias was to speak about his son, but if you listen in the passage, he was talking about the Savior, the salvation. He was talking about the one that is yet to come. He wasn't referring to his son. He was still about preparing about the coming of Christ. In Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 14, the Lord says, "For it is clear that our Lord descended from Judah, and in regard to that tribe, Moses said nothing about the priest." He says about how, even before Christ was Moses, and Moses didn't say anything about the priest due to the priest of Judah, because he knew Christ was going to come. A testimony and a testament to the Christ we celebrate today. So I want you to think about the coming of Christ to be beyond all the joy and happiness of the celebration. But so that you can behold it, no need to celebrate Christmas without beholding Christ. No need to celebrate Christmas without seeing Christ. He brings you an opportunity to see Christ again. Because every time we look at the Word of God, we look at all these things, God is revealed deeper inside you. And then you behold God so that the greater things can happen in your life.
Amen.
That's what we want you. That's what the Lord wants you to celebrate today in the celebration of Christmas. Just as his word was spoken in the book of 2 Samuel, in verse chapter 7, verse 12 to 13. 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 12 to 13. The word of God and the word from NIV, like the passage you read, which came from New American Standard Bible, but I'm going to read this from NIV. For it says that when your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. That is why in this passage is important that this prophecy that we say, as you see, that we read in the book of 2 Samuel, it is a prophecy of this celebration we're talking about. So there are several prophecies, and we're talking about different prophecies that foretold about the coming of Christ. And he said that from him, who from where? From your ancestors, he says that I will rise up your offspring to succeed you. Who was he referring to? Still referring to the house of David. He says it's going to be your own flesh and your own blood, that he's going to establish the kingdom of God, through whom we all are saved. God will build his kingdom in you. Because the temple of God is in you, and his kingdom is inside you right here. That's when you prepare yourself for the eternal kingdom that will last forever. That's why it's important for you to behold Christ in the celebration of his coming, to behold him. To be able to see him anew and afresh. To be able to reflect by looking inside and inwardly. Inside yourself to see the Christ in celebrate. Is it in me? The question that individual person will have to ask himself to be able to reflect on it and say, am I seeing God in me? Am I seeing God in me? Am I seeing Jesus in me? Am I beholding Jesus in me? Am I beholding Jesus in me? How do you see God in you? You see God in you because God is your Father. And if you remember in the book of Genesis in chapter 1, He says that one verse 20, he says, in his image and likeness he has created you. So we are true. So you can never like every son, when you are a woman or your husband, your wife, when you bear this child and you look at him, you say, that's just me. He's bringing you back up into the Lord again. When you look at yourself, can you say, this is God? That is why it's important that you can celebrate Christmas when you call Jesus Christ and you say, Jesus Christ, can I look at my life now and say, this is Christ? How can I see Christ in me? I see Christ in me in the celebration of Christ about his life, because his life is right here in the book for you to see that I act like my Father and I live like my Father. Yes. And if I act and live like my Father, then I see God in me, I see Christ in me.
Amen.
So is there anything that is stopping me or make me look not like my Father? There is something that I am doing that doesn't stop me, that doesn't look like him.
Amen.
That is how you see. And you behold Christ by doing those things that Christ says you should do. Give us one commandment. Love God as your Lord and as your Savior. And love your neighbor as God has loved as I have loved you.
Yes.
Two in one commandment. That's the only one if you do that. That is why the gifts that we share and the love that we share with one another is the way we see Christ and see God in us. And that's what we celebrate in this Christmas. And if you can celebrate this, then you are the son of your Father. And you look like him. Because if you love him, I love him. I will never do anything to hurt you. I will never do anything or commit anything against you or any man. That's who God is. That's what we are celebrating. In this celebration of Jesus Christ, in the book of Isaiah, in chapter 9, in verse 7, and the Lord is appointed by saying that he said, of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from the time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The zeal, remember we said, if you are zealous about your Father and about Jesus Christ that you celebrate, then you are the son of your Father and you live like him, because he created you in his image and his likeness. So you are full of life, of course.
Yes.
That's the celebration that we're having today.
Thank you, Jesus.
So in the celebration of Jesus Christ and as we look into it, let's reflect on all these things which are more important than the gifts. It's more important than the hype to make money for the for the businesses. The capitalism is the time. The money, this you don't know. All the businesses in America, the money they make from Black Friday until December 31st accounts for more than half of all the money they make for the rest of the whole year completely. So they all look forward to it. Can you imagine? You open your shop, you are present in a loss from January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. And then Black Friday comes in technically in 1 month. How can you neglect such a person that the reason why that you come to exist when I hear people now over the world talk about Antichrist and you engage in things that attack Christ? You open your business for 1 month in a whole year, but in 1 month, in preparation for the celebration you're having today, you make more than half the money you make for the whole year. So in 1 month, is the actual wrong reason. You can close your shop. I open only on during December, end of from Black Friday to the end of the month, and see the profit. And yet you find people that rise up against the kingdom of God. And they say they don't want God in their life. The celebration is what makes you rich, makes you wealthy, more than every other celebration of any other religion. And yet you want to be anti-Christ, you want to be anti-religion. And we can say Merry Christmas, and thank God we can say Merry Christmas again anymore. We can say it again. And I hope we will say it forever. Because it's the name that is greater than every name. That's what we are celebrating. Think about what it can do in your life. If the business knows this, how come we as a person don't know? How come we as a person reject it? How come we as a person is antichrist? And we say things that are politically correct. And we reject to be proud of him. When business will celebrate him. Look at the decorations we have here. Everybody running to Dollar Store, to Family Store, to Walmart, to Amazon, all the businesses all around the world trying to buy and buy, and everything is making looking like a picture. They exploit God and His message and the faithful and the believers and the religion itself in order for their own gain, only to come back and reject Him. What should I be the one? You should be the one. You should embrace Christ, celebrate Christ, because you know there is great abundance in Him. Look at all the money they're making. They said they overran the postal services, that they now cleaned up the ship more than almost 3 ships in order to, because there are so many things that were brought online this year. Look at the traffic in the stores, the line is overrun to the store. I couldn't get all my gifts, those of us that start late, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Do you know why I start late? People wonder, why is it at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning putting up lights and things like that? Because it's cheap. As of yesterday and day before yesterday, everything was half price. So, can you imagine? If you were $10 5 days ago, 2 days ago, it's $5. Some of them were 35% off. So why do I need to go and save money? You gotta be smart too, right? You gotta be smart too. How did I stay up by the middle of the night that I lived before Christmas? Everything was up, but you know, I saved a lot of money. In fact, yesterday, I'm gonna tell you the truth. The things I bought day before yesterday, which is 2 days ago, I finally the price came down. Yesterday, I took it back, and I got 50% off of it. So I got my money back. I turned around and bought the same thing for half price. It's good.
Yes.
That's an abundance, right?
Yes, sir.
I bought around the store, and I realized when I went to buy something else, the price has gone down. I went back to the store, I took the rest. In fact, I almost took down the things I wanted to put out, but I said, no, that would be a long check. But the thing that was still in the box, I took it back to the store. I got my money back and returned it right there. I told around and bought the same half price. Amen. That's my blessing. So I'm getting my Christmas gift. Right? So you gotta be smart. They're smart. They come. They exploit us. If we can sell it at half price, why not sell it at half price before? Greed. If they're not selling it at loss, they're already making money. It's a loss. That's why I say they exploit Christianity, exploit our faith, they benefit from it, they get a rich on it, and they leave you hanging.
Yes,
so why not you be blessed? Because that's the abundance that comes with God. Because I think, we believe in Christmas. It's a time to be rich. And they put up our book, all kinds of stuff, and make money out of it. And they're going to be the one you're going to fool, and when they say, no Christmas, I'm doing this work, the holiday, and I agree with you, no. You benefit from it. No, why can't I? So I benefit from it too. So believe in God, and if you believe in God, you will see the power of God is great. And so is His abundance in your life. There is no way. And this is a challenge to you. Not that I want you to test the Lord as you saw last week. When God decided to put the book of Isaiah chapter 7, the king of Judah, to test. And he said, no, I'm not going to put the Lord to test. I challenge you. To God said, try me. As you celebrate Christmas, and Jesus you believe in, try Him. Then you're going to see great power in Jesus Christ. You see great power in the Lord. In the book of Revelation chapter 1, in verse 32, the Lord is saying that He will be great. And will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will give Him the throne of His father David. In verse 3 it says, and He will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. Who else do you want to be with? whoever you want to celebrate his birthday, a king whose kingdom will never end. Why then should I be with a king whose kingdom will end? When people tell you in today's world, and Tawutaro refers up a bad Shatari, he says that in today's world, the people who want to do about the things about the kingdom of his earth. And they want you to believe that what the kingdom of this earth is telling you is the truth. It's not the truth now. Because they will end. That's why they're full of lies. They're full of deceptions. They're full of misrepresentation like their father Satan. We know who is the one like that. But our Jesus is the one that is of the kingdom that will have no end.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, he is the one of the kingdom that will have no end. And the one is asking us to be able to put our faith in that celebration. The book of Romans in chapter 1, verse 3, Lincoln Lewis says that regarding his son, who, as to his earthly life, was a descendant of David. Then you believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, that he came for me, that I may have a new beginning with God the Father Almighty, Jehovah Yahweh, that by the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, which we are about to celebrate, our hope for eternal life with him has been restored. I don't know who I am. Because you are a winner. Because you are victor is your name, you are victorious. Because you are more than a conqueror. Because you are a head of the kingdom that we just talked about. That's what the message is about. And if you believe that in Jesus Christ is your Messiah, who we will celebrate today, I want you to ask you to the person, and I am going to end with the book of Daniel in chapter 2. In the book of Daniel in chapter 2, verse 44, the Lord himself says that in the time of this king, the God of heaven, will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to another people. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it will itself endure forever. The book of Psalms, verse 45 and 67, the Lord himself is given, and also in the book of Hebrews, verse 1, chapter 8 to 12, which you can study on your own. I want you to pray a prayer, friend, as we stand up before the Lord in prayer. Your children, O God, will last forever and ever. And the scripture of justice will be the scripture of your kingdom. You love righteousness and his wickedness, therefore God your God has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. So may the kingdom of the Christ that endures forever, which is at Vietnam, upon your life anoint you. Anoint you with love and righteousness. May he anoint you and bless you with everything that you need about this kingdom where we live in, that by your obedience and by your service and sacrifice to God, that God's sacrifice in giving his son for you shall bring an abundance into your life. If there is anywhere you are lacking love, in the name of Jesus, I declare abundance in that area in your life in Jesus' name. I declare abundance of God in his spirit upon your life. In the name of Jesus, I decree his abundance in every of your life, in your finance, so that you will not lack, that life shall be filled with abundance of God, so that you everything that you need will receive. In your mind, so that you are of a sound mind. It is the promise the Lord has made unto you. So that in your celebration and in your sharing of good, that you love one another. In the name of Jesus, as Christ himself has loved you when he gave his life for you, when God gave his son to come, as we celebrate his coming. In the name of Jesus, I decree upon your life that if you are a rock, that you will be promoted at your job, especially with the abundance that is coming. As the God of love is going to evacuate, his blessing is going to increase, because as you endear yourself to God, God endears himself unto you. That in this celebration, that you're going to go to take your skills. To your school, take your exams and pass. And take your exams and pass. You will go to work and do your work and do it well. And be blessing your job. And be blessing your job. And be blessing your job. Be promoted in your job. Be increasing your income. Be giving a raise in your income. As you go into new year, you're looking for a job. The job is coming your way and you will receive a job. That is, there is a problem in your family, a dysfunction going on, a lack of peace in your family, that you are loved. Our God will shine upon your life in this celebration as we pray unto you. If you lack justice, like those whom have been castrated, those that are separated from their beloved one, either by sickness, or by disease, or by incarceration, or by unfairness, or by injustice, for God in Christ has given you justice, that justice will come your way. It will swing your way. The scale of balance of justice will swing your way. That your beloved one shall be set free. That you shall be free. For Christ himself coming is all about freedom, is about salvation, is about being saved, is about justice. That our Lord, our Father in heaven, in his righteousness, shall make you righteous to be able to receive the abundance of God's blessing. And so is my prayer to you today. In Jesus' name we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, if you have not given your life to Christ and you are touched by this message and you want to give your life to Christ, this is the time for you to confess. So that you shall receive that through the salvation of Christ that we celebrate, that you shall be saved. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. And let's sing unto the Lord before we pray for the closing.
There is a wonderful power in the precious blood of the Lamb. For Christ our Lord celebrating, they cannot say unto us. That is why he came. And there is power in him. For whosoever shall receive him and accept him in this celebration, your life will never be the same. And I keep saying that I want you to enjoy God. And you have been going on all your life, and your life is in one particular way. This is a time for you to reflect in the new year. As you have time to think about it from now to the end of the year, to say in the year 2018, that the Christ that you will receive, that you want to make him number one in your life, and see if your life will be the same. Try him for 1 year. Make a commitment to God and say, you know what? I'm going to suspend everything I've been doing in my life. I'm going to do something new. I'm going to give myself to you. That as I celebrate the coming of Jesus Christ, that I remember that his coming renews my life. He makes me fresh. He renews me. He receives me as I am. He blesses me with abundance of the glory in me. His power is in me. So also is his righteousness. And then you can see in 1 year, will your life remain better or not? Will your health be better or not? Will your abundance be better or not? Will your peace be better or not? Will your harmony in your life be better or not? And you will see that a great gift that comes with it. All that the Lord is asking you is for you to do so. That as you give your offering unto the Lord, as you give yourself unto the Lord as an offering, that the Lord will receive it as it is, and his abundance overflows in his life, in your life. That his abundance overflows in your life, and the life of your beloved one, those that you remember in prayers today, those that you have committed unto the Lord as you have asked us to pray for one another. As I pray for you, you also pray for me, that as you receive this offering, Lord, as you receive them, and you bless them, and make your power, and your anointing, and your presence be known and be felt in your life, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, my testimony. We don't have a testimony to share. We have so many testimonies, but nothing special to share today. The testimony I've seen this year celebrating the coming of Christ again, that's a big testimony. Because we know there are people that died during the past year, but we are alive today. Now, for an announcement, we're working on trying to get some more people to help with the instruments that we have here, so that we praise and we worship God and we thank him. So that God will be with us as we flow into the flourish of God's blessings and message and our abundance and worship and adoration. That his blessing
continue to fulfill our life. That as we get ready to go home in the final blessing, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you have given us to worship with you today, to fellowship with you. That in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare the abundance of your blessing upon your children. So as we have prophesied, so will be in their life in Jesus' name. And that it shall be permanent in their life in Jesus' name. That upon the anointing that you have given unto me and the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, I decree something new in their life, that they shall see you and know that you are God, and know that you are real, and you are present in their life. In the mighty name of Jesus, they are moving into this new year with greatness, and with your abundance and your blessings. In Jesus' name, they are living this house of fellowship and worship with your presence and your anointing, and your protection as they go home. And every of your enemies, Lord, every day will go this way. That as we gather again in your presence, that we shall continue to rejoice. Together become a family, a beautiful family, a wonderful family. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go in peace and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Yeah, touch Jesus' name.